Hurricane Ian keeps getting deadlier. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's blamed for more than 100 deaths now, 99 of them, according to Reuters, in Florida, most of them in hardest-hit Lee and Charlotte counties.
There's a spirit out there, particularly the people of Southwest Florida. They're ready to bounce back. They need some help. We're down there doing it.
Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox after visiting a shelter last night in Fort Myers, where Fox's Alexandria Hoff is this morning.
We just got the latest numbers in, about 430,000 Floridians still without power, but that's down from 2.6 million. And the hardest hit places like where we're standing right now, though, they could be in the dark for weeks, really months, some are anticipating.
President Biden will go to Florida tomorrow to see the devastation firsthand. He got an eyeful yesterday in Puerto Rico, which got hit hard a few weeks ago by Hurricane Fiona. He's promising all the aid available to help rebuild.
And I mean rebuild it all. And rebuild it in a resilient way. So you don't, when storms come again, which they will, they're not having the damage they caused before.
They were on alert in parts of Japan. Warning sirens went off after North Korea fired a ballistic missile that flew over Japan for the first time in 5 years. People were told to evacuate into shelters. But the missile landed in the Pacific Ocean. Part of a series of North Korean missile tests in the past week, the U.S. and Japan condemned it as dangerous and reckless. Ukrainian troops have taken back even more villages from Russia in a counteroffensive as more U.S. military aid is expected to be announced today, including
the high-mobility artillery rocket system from Lockheed Martin. Ukrainian officials have said the high-tech lightweight rocket launcher has had a great track record so far of taking out bridges and weapon depots.
Fox's Jill Nato, an American scientist, has just won a Nobel Prize for physics. John Clauser is sharing the award with two others for their work in quantum mechanics. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're coming off a record year at the border. More than 2 million migrants stopped coming to the U.S. illegally. Another 600,000 got away, entering without being stopped in what Republicans call a crisis, blaming Biden administration policies as Texas Governor Greg Abbott keeps busing migrants to Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. Also at the border,
another human smuggling event turns deadly just 2 days into the new fiscal year. A car carrying migrants crashes at high speeds near Brackettville, Texas, killing the driver, a U.S. citizen, and two passengers. Three others were transported to a hospital. Meanwhile, over the weekend, another migrant crossed into the Del Rio sector grievously injured with seven stab wounds, including a cut throat. Border Patrol agents treating him and sending him to a hospital as well. In Eagle Pass, Texas, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to Colombia to discuss that ongoing border surge.
Secretary Blinken said a key topic was migration, which both nations want to dignify.
To make sure that it is safe, to make sure that it is humane, to make sure that it is orderly.
And then there is stemming drug trafficking, which the secretary praised President Petro for cracking down on in his nation, but added the U.S. must do its part in terms of
supply reduction, as well as demand reduction.
Participation in the General Assembly of the Organization of American States in Peru is part of this important diplomatic trip for the secretary. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising as markets also surge across Europe after a big rebound to start the month from a rough September. The Dow jumped up 765 points. The Nasdaq gained 239. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-9 to close out week four of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.